This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally, toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to the Party Line program. Here we are on a Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors. We've got Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Save Money Right Now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Albee Cues and Flora, Genda Funeral Home, BCS Michigan Town, Minute Printed, 51 West Event Center, ProBite Computers, Blackhawk Winery, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith, and I have Melissa Miller in an undisclosed location here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We have got a full boat this morning, and we better get right to it. We'll go ahead and start with the Skywatch weather forecast.
Oh, I used to get wet.
Just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 o'clock today in the Skywatch weather forecast. Otherwise, increasing clouds, but man, it's going to be hot and muggy, Melissa. 90, the daytime high.
Yeah, it's officially the last day of summer.
It is, and it's going out with a bang. We're expecting some humid conditions today, too. And you could tell it when you first step out this morning. It's pretty humid already. Tonight, 30% chance of showers.
Yeah, it actually climbed overnight.
Oh, did it really? Temperature going up? See, there we are.
Yeah, temperature went up and the humidity went up.
All right. There's a 5-second delay, so it's going to drive me batty here, Melissa, so we'll just have to play along. If I pot you down, don't be offended. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Tonight in the Skywatch weather forecast, mostly cloudy, low down to 56, mostly sunny tomorrow, high up to 66 only. Now, tomorrow night, this is what Melissa and I were talking about yesterday, 40, the overnight low. And you may have to fire up the fireplace there, Melissa, for Larry, because he's going to be asking.
Yeah, we're already planning on it.
Okay. Can't let the old man freeze, all right? Friday, mostly sunny, high 64 again. Friday night for football, Friday night, 52, the overnight low. And Saturday, chance of showers real early, otherwise sunny and 74. Now, that's my kind of weather, sunny and 74. I'll take that all day long.
That's what I like, too.
Yeah. 72 right now from your official weather station, WILO. Tomorrow, or later this hour here at 9 o'clock, we got so much tomorrow, too. At 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to JT Doan. He's with the Delphi community. He's the development director for the Delphi city. And then tomorrow, USB, and Friday, Clinton Central Superintendent Jeremy Fuel. Now, one of the questions I'm going to ask USB tomorrow, and I need to text Todd Corey, USB general manager, and make sure he knows that I'm going to ask him about this tomorrow. Some of you may have seen on Facebook last night, particularly I think it was Brett Todd who shared that. Brett is, I guess what you would call an independent journalist, maybe. And Brett just posted he likes to do this. He'll just post a picture with no caption or anything, just to get the buzz. And the picture he shared yesterday was a brand new water tower out at Interstate 65. And it's standing. And the last couple of weeks, a lot of us have noticed, like, the big ball that's on top of a water tower, the round part, it's been on the ground. And we knew that there was a tower going in out there, but it looks like it's officially up with cranes and other things out there. So that's kind of cool, changing the skyline there. And I think that's a real sign of progress yet to come. Now, they'll start painting it pretty soon, too. So I'm kind of anxious to see what kind of colors we're going to paint this thing. We could have fun with it, you know. We could paint it like a beehive.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they do that in the air instead of on the ground.
You know, you'd think they'd paint it before they put it up. You're right. It looks a little plain right now, but it's all right. So anyway, we'll ask Todd about that tomorrow and see if that means there's more good news coming from the interstate as it changes kind of the skyline view there. So we'll talk to him about that, and that covers one thing. I wanted to mention we do have an update at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and I put it in the newscast this morning for Wylo. Russ Casper able to get a health update on Christian Lindenbaier, the 18-year-old who was hit by a train the other night while listening to headphones with his hoodie on. And the outpouring of love and help online, which we wouldn't expect anything else from you fine folks in Clinton County, it is out now to where wherever he lives, he's going to need a wheelchair and obviously walking assistance capabilities for the rest of his life. After he is still on a ventilator, he lost his left leg below the knee, his half of his right foot in the accident. So a lot of people, as a result, he has some kind of relation at the Vintage Cafe. And they're taking up a collection for Christian. And he's, of course, a senior at the Crossing. And one individual that a lot of us know throughout Clinton County, this guy steps up quite a bit, and he's had some challenges in his life too in the last couple of years, as a lot of us have. But Brett Deisinger, he jumped on board here early on, and it seems like he's now going to not only, Melissa, buy the stuff to make it happen, but he's going to build it too. He's going to volunteer and donate his time and money to get Christian a ramp of some sort that can get him in his house. So thank you, Brett. You get a big orchid this morning.
Yeah, he's definitely going to need that. He's going to need some modifications inside the house as well. Yeah. So that family's got a lot of challenges ahead of them.
For sure. The Vintage Cafe shared a story on Christian on their Facebook page. So if you want to go that, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they have a little detailed update there as to his condition and what they're looking for. So certainly wish them the best of luck there. I wanted to say we gave him an orchid yesterday because police, EMS, fire department were down there to take care of Christian, and everybody work together, you know, to whether it was traffic or whatever, getting people around. So a big orchid to them, and a big onion to the fat cat Norfolk and Southern top brass in New York or Washington or wherever, sighing a big sigh of relief, but a little sad that they got Hershey squirts in their Brooks Brothers PJs, because Christian did actually make it through. He did survive one of their trains hitting him. I don't care if he's wearing headphones or not. So orchids and onions, you can play along too. Do you remember, Melissa, last week that we were talking about Frankfurt's Unified Neighborhoods going to do open to the public this past Sunday, a little meeting to kind of get some ideas for Halloween?
Yeah, how'd that meeting go?
Yes, I got an update from Rodney Bounce yesterday. He said that they had a pretty good turnout. They're going to have the public meeting, of course, to brainstorm ideas for this year's Halloween event. It's going to be the fifth annual with Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods. It's titled Scare on the Square. It'll take place on Saturday, October 29th, next to Veterans Park in downtown Frankfort. Hours are 6 to 9. And I do know for a fact that I will be there with a live remote broadcast. I've already confirmed that. Thank you, Center Township Trustee Jamie Pratt. With the approval from the city, Washington Street between Columbia Street and Main Street will be shut down to allow trunk decorators to compete for first, second, and third place. In the works, they're adding this year is a costume contest with prizes donated from local businesses. Five committed already to decorate trunks, and they say that's a good start. Suncrest PTO was a new attendee this year, and they're participating. So the parent-teacher organization at Suncrest Elementary going to partner with fun here. That's cool. Still has some things in the works. The events, of course, possible only through the support of the city and sponsors. And they are accepting donations and volunteers through October 29th. If you have any questions, call Rodney, 765-242-6410. And you could also drop off your donations at 8 South Main Street in Frankfort, which is C&R Catering storefront.
I really like what they're doing, and I applaud them for taking this on.
Mm-hmm.
The only suggestion that I would have for them is to get off of Washington.
Yeah.
And put it over on one of the other side streets. The only reason why I'm saying that is because we're looking at that as fall harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the construction that Frankfort has, that is the main inlet to ADM.
Yeah. Yeah, I see
so
what you're saying.
So there's a lot of semis that need to use that, and ADM is open late during the fall harvest.
Right, even on Saturday.
So
probably,
if they
right?
shut that off, it's really going to screw things up.
Even on Saturdays, ADM will be open in fall harvest.
Exactly.
So they're saying the city would have to approve Washington Street between Columbia Street and Main Street shut down. So that's not a very big part of Washington Street, but if you can't get across, you can't get across. You have to do a jog around, you know, and that's not, I mean, you
yeah,
can go out.
Yeah, and for semis, Kiger. There's no jog around.
Right, right. I guess you could go out Kiger and then get out there to by Bunnell Cemetery, maybe get out there that way. I don't know.
It just depends on the turns.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Absolutely, the turns. So.
Yeah. I mean, if I were them, I would see about being on Columbia Street on the west side of the square.
Well, we've still got a little time. And I know the city is very particular about what they approve. So they're probably taking a look at that, too, and making sure that everything's okay for traffic flow, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it as safety for the kids, too.
Yeah. Hot off the presses, so hot, Ken Hartman just handed it to me, and it's still warm from the printer. Unfortunately, due to some unforeseen situation, such as essential information for this meeting today, we do not feel comfortable having everyone come to this meeting without this information. This is Cradle to Career that was scheduled with the United Way this morning. They're going to reschedule for approximately 2 to 4 weeks. And they're trying to get some crucial information finalized. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were trying to get some numbers. So as the United Way continues to fight for health, education, and financial stability for everyone in Clinton County, we'll wait a few weeks here and see what happens. But a lot of people in the community were going to head out to this morning, I know. So if you're listening and you planned on going to the Cradle to Career meeting this morning in Frankfort, don't, because it's been postponed for a couple weeks. So thank you, Ken. Here in just about 12 minutes, we'll be talking with JT Doan. He's the Community Development Director for the City of Delphi. And Melissa, I have heard just about every day I run into someone either looking for a job, looking for a second job, or complaining that they can't find a job. And I don't know what parameters you would have to put on yourself to can't find a job in this day and age, but everyone, and I mean everyone, is hiring right now. Not only that, but with the liberals in California up in the minimum wage, that does trickle down to the rest of the nation. So you can go to like Burger King and be nothing but a cashier right now, Melissa, for like $15 an hour.
Oh yeah. And yeah, I mean there's several places that they can find a job. Anybody who's complaining about not being able to get a job, they've got their parameters set way too high,
yes,
or they've got way too many restrictions on it, and
yeah,
or they just plain don't want one.
Right, right. One of the three. So somebody on Facebook locally had posted something kind of snarky, and it said, "Hey, you can't find a job? Here's who's hiring." So I printed off the entire list, and I'm going to read them right now. Melissa Miller, I want to go ahead and say, please don't apply for any of these jobs. I need you here. So I hope you're happy or happy enough. No comment. Hello?
No,
are you
I'm
still there?
Okay, right
okay, now. Okay. I just want to make sure you're still there. So I thought this was a great idea, and if I can get someone to sponsor it, we're going to start a Find a Job Friday on the Party Line program. So,
no, I think it's a great idea. We need to be putting that on the air. We need to be putting it on CCDN.
Good, good. I'm glad you like the idea. I like the idea of CCDN. That's not bad either. Let me write that down. I'll take credit for that at the next manager meeting there. Thank you, Melissa.
I'm used to it.
Some of the best ideas come from the staff, right? So I'm gonna read off this laundry list here of a bunch of businesses that are hiring. And if you're one of our Party Line sponsors and you're hiring, give me a call. Heck, I'll put you on the air too. So here we go. A couple of these are obvious, and I don't have any pay structure, scheduled benefits. I don't know any of that. I just know these places, among others. These are not the only people hiring in Clinton County. They're just a handful of them. So here we go. Donaldson's, USPS, which I'm guessing is the post office. And they need help. I heard something about that last week. Move Over Outfitters, whatever that is. McCollum's, Ryder, Campbell's Electric, Clinton County Family YMCA. Of course, Stephanie every other week tells us about positions open, including lifeguards right now. Central Dispatch is actually looking for some help. The Farmers Bank, Frito-Lay, Aerotech, Lafayette, Frankfurt, and Lebanon Vision Center. John Reed just texted me and said he's hiring at... what's the name of his business? Sorry, John, I forgot. He'll text me and tell me here in a minute. I don't see him as much as I used to see his trucks around town. They're still working, and he's hiring. We've also got Dollar General, AutoZone, Industrial Pallet, NHK Seating of America, Pioneer Restoration, Melissa, is John Reed's business. And I know that they do a lot of restoration work, and oftentimes I'll see his employees way up in the air working on, like, the Lebanon Courthouse, tip-top of that or something. And those guys, boy, they got ice water in their veins being up that high. But they do nice work, all the tuck pointing on old buildings and stuff like that. Applebee's, M&K Truck Center, Wesley Manor, Redline Equipment, Rose Acres Farms, Wilson Trailer Company, Family Express, Clinton House, NTK Precision Axle, Taco Bell, Papa John's, Lando Lakes, Fontana, Rural King, Thorntown Vet Clinic, The Fox Den, and of course the Angry Donkey, as you've been hearing commercials here on Wylo and our sister station Shine 99 down the hall. So there you go, and that's just what I pulled off of Facebook this morning, and a little bit of investigating on myself, including most Dollar Trees and Family Dollars are hiring right now as well. So if you're looking for a job, you don't have to go too far, all right? So again, if you are a Party Line sponsor and you're looking for help, you can call us anytime and we'll gladly mention that for you, as I'm sure most of our sponsors are looking for help. So there you go. No excuses. And if I can find some time to get into sales, I'm going to go out and sell this, Melissa, as our Find a Job Friday. So, and if
I like the idea.
If you're a business who wants to sponsor it, call me at 9:30. I'll be glad to talk to you. So the Cradle to Career Project, again, postponed this morning, scheduled to start at 10:30 at the airport. And that has been postponed for a while, all right? Coming up tomorrow on the Party Line program, before we talk to USB, we'll be talking to Anita Stewart again with United Way, as we're partnering with them on the Pay Setters campaign, plus a little campaign here on the radio to just create awareness and let y'all know what they're doing out in the community. So Anita will be in or on the phone tomorrow. And is supposed to bring or have him call in to Chris Ward to share with us how the United Way has affected the peer recovery community. And also thank Angry Donkey for their event and those who came out to support United Way. And that Angry Donkey event is tonight. So if you go to the Angry Donkey, fill out an application while you're there, right? And get you an application out, the Angry Donkey. And I think it was, there's some portion of the proceeds going to United Way tonight for the Angry Donkey. And then they've got the big golf event October 1st. We had Tristan talking about yesterday right here on the program, as she was nice enough to call us. So I know, Melissa, you guys, you and Larry had your 42nd wedding anniversary yesterday. And again, congratulations. That is something that doesn't happen very often these days. That's quite an accomplishment. So I know y'all are saving your time and your money for another time. But did you do anything special last night?
No, actually, we didn't. Yes and no, I guess. We went through a lot of stuff that we've been going through. You know, like you said, we've been cleaning out a couple of attics and went through, sorted through some of that stuff. But no, we actually spent some time with the grandkids for a little bit yesterday.
Well, that's what it's all about. I love the pictures you shared on Facebook of your all's wedding photo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually was in a storefront in downtown Frankfort for a long time.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, Withrow Studios.
Okay.
Dick Withrow, he's gone now, but he was a prominent photographer, and he loved that picture so much that he actually had it blown up in his storefront in downtown Frankfort.
Now, wouldn't that be cool if you could have that copy of the big blown-up one? I wonder whatever happened.
That would be kind of neat.
Huh.
But those glasses are actually like big serving things that you would put salads and stuff in.
Okay, yeah, you guys.
But
were
they
drinking.
Look like champagne glasses.
Yes.
So I had one, and a friend of mine had one, and I just you know me, I gotta have something funny.
Sure, sure. Well, you both were hotties 42 years ago. I'll give you that. And
yeah,
you still are, but 42 years ago, so that was like 1980.
Yes, 1980.
Wow. So where did you guys get married at?
We got married at a little church called Union Baptist on Rabbit Track Road, or 800 North.
Okay.
Just outside of Forest.
Okay.
And it looked like a drive-in movie because it's a small church,
uh-huh.
You know, roughly 200-300 people fit in the chapel area.
Mm-hmm.
And every member of both of our families that lived out of state, who we never dreamed of showing up.
They showed up.
Did. Yeah. We had people standing out in the yard watching through the windows. It was that big.
Wow. Wow. Quite an
event.
We had, huh?
Yeah. I think my dad had a sit-down dinner for the meal afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
For the reception, and ended up feeding 500 people.
Oh my gosh.
Larry and I did not even eat. And had they not snagged the top of our cake, we wouldn't have had cake.
Well, you got 500 people, they all want to eat. That's why they're there.
Yeah, we just did not anticipate that everybody was going to show up from literally across the country.
Wow, they decided to show some love, huh?
Yeah, I think it was more they just couldn't believe either one of us were getting married.
Maybe that was part of it. Well, that's pretty awesome. Congratulations again to both of y'all.
Thank you.
All right, don't forget Friday night, Carol at Tri-Central, 7 o'clock kickoff, right here at HoosierLandTV.com. Don and Carl here for all the action. We've also got Taylor at Sheridan. Friday night, get your pick. Special thanks to Jerry's Body Shop, Culligan, Aboon, and Clinton County, Jimmy Ewing's Appliance Repair, Wampler Services Incorporated, Frankfort Eagles number 976, Sassy Salon in Delphi, Winsky's, Encompass Credit Union, Newell Gas, and the Farmers Bank. We're coming right back with JT Doan, the Community Development Director for the City of Delphi, next on Wylo's Party Line.